Yeah, we got it all brand spanking new. You can't live without it. You need to know what the world is doing there. You can't live with your head buried in the ground like an ostrich. You need to smell the flowers. The Grease Man here, 4321111, my number. Like I said, I guess I'm going to slip away now. I think I've had it. Yeah, I got a guy on the line here. I'm trying to help out. He's got a problem. What's the problem with your girlfriend again, buddy?
Well, it seems like every time we decide to make love, she just lays there like a bump on a log, man.
Really?
Yeah, I was wondering if you could call her and straighten her out for me.
How long you been dating her?
7 months.
7 months?
Yeah.
Man, oh man. Well, why don't you talk to her? Why don't you say, baby, why don't you move around a little bit? That away.
I do that, but you know, it just doesn't work.
Well, get a 2x4, put it under her butt, and you know, when you want to achieve a great Shangri-La, just start working that 2x4 up and down.
See, what the big problem is she goes too, you know, quick and wears herself out, and then I'm sit there with nothing.
I know it's a common problem. People have these kind of dysfunctions. I mean, Estelle was terrible with that. Estelle was god awful. I mean, you want to talk dead in bed. I mean, I could almost smell formaldehyde when I made love to her. I mean, it was like, holy jeez. I figured, but I tried. Lord knows I tried. I gave it my best shot. I said, Estelle, let's do something kinky. Let's go. Let's go make love in the woods, like a couple of nymphs. We'll run naked in the forest. And sure enough, I took her out there. I took off my heels. She dropped her ski pants, and we went running through the moss-covered hill and dale. Finally, unable to contain myself any longer, I threw her down on the ground, and buddy, it was great. I mean, she was moving this time. I mean, her tuchus was constricting and everything. It was wonderful. You know, she was pawing the ground. I said, baby, this fresh air has turned you into a new woman. She said, fresh air. Hell, these fire ants are tearing me up. sorry, Steve. Well, just break wind. It'll scare them off. But by then, the mood was lost, and we went home, and I enjoyed Rosie on the way back. I mean, it's just, you know, she said, the ashtray, honey, make sure you use the ice. I said, I'm trying. Break out the star bright. Nella. It's 8 minutes, so 7. Who cares? It's about 7 after 10. The Grease here. I'm ready for blessed relief. La, 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 la. We'll get together tonight. Jeez, I got to come back tonight and do the best of show 9 to 11. Make sure you got a clean tape for the wall and sack, because tonight there will be Maxi shrieking. And then, of course, we will touch base again Monday morning, 0600. Till then, I trust you'll have a joyous and blessed weekend. And as we used to say, back in old Mexico City, AMF.